Well, hey guys, welcome to week 3 of my series on building a relationship with God. This week, we're going to explore the relationship Jesus had with his Father and how that's really the only standard, the only measure, the only call that is actually on our lives. More about that in a minute. Let me do a few quick announcements. Number one, I've got a new book out. Thank you for those who bought this and all the feedback. Building a Relationship with God. This is out on Amazon as a paperback or a Kindle. And I also have a study guide to help individuals or small groups go through this. We have a group of churches in New England studying through this book every week. So I encourage you to get one of those. Number two, if you're watching this on YouTube, I'd love it if you'd drop me a comment below. If you've got a prayer request or just want to say hi, leave me a comment. I would love to hear from you. Number three, I've got lots of things going on in my ministry. I believe I will be in Florida. I'm in New York right now, but it's kind of cold here. I'll be in Florida probably by the time you're watching this, but I'll be in Texas in May, France in June, the UK September. I'm taking a team to Ireland in the month of November. So if you're interested in coming to Ireland, we probably still have some places open for that. Drop me a line if you're interested in organizing an event or a revival in your church. I love to see local churches grow, to see new people come, something I've been doing for many, many years. So if you're interested in organizing something, let me know. And lastly, a big thanks to all of the partners of my ministry. Good. Come on, let's talk about Jesus' relationship with the Father. I want you to think about this, that I think what all of us tend to do in our relationship with God is we tend to emulate or copy or reproduce today the relationship we've had with God yesterday. Now, I'm recording this on a Tuesday in New York City, and by and large, if I don't change something, we're all creatures of habit. I will probably walk with the Lord today in the same way I walked with the Lord yesterday. Duh. And if I don't change something, then tomorrow I'm probably going to walk with him in the same way tomorrow. And my point is, so often our standard, our expectation, our understanding of what it means to walk with God is determined by a few things. It's determined by our own past. It's determined by the people we've seen around us, maybe a pastor, maybe, you know, examples, maybe our parents, maybe other people of influence in our lives. Maybe it's determined by, you know, some of the saints gone by, books we've read, famous speakers, people we've seen alive, or those who've gone on to be with the Lord from the past. And my basic premise, my suggestion to you today is there's only one person we're actually called to emulate and copy, and that's Jesus. There's only one standard and measure for the relationship that God wishes to have with you and I, and that's the one Jesus had with his Father. And I think so often when we think of Jesus, we think of him, and rightly so, in terms of what he accomplished on the cross, right, really from Gethsemane to Pentecost. That whole umbrella period contains his suffering, his death, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension, and his outpouring of the Spirit. When we say the cross, we're really talking about all of those events and what he did in our place, his substitutionary work. Secondly, we tend to think of Jesus as a teacher, as somebody who taught amazing things, a Sermon on the Mount, taught parables, taught lessons, brought the perspective and teachings of heaven to the earth, and amen. We think of Jesus as an example. The works that I do, will you do also, and greater works than these will you do when I go to be with my Father. We think of Jesus healing the sick, feeding the 5,000, and of course we're called to do the same things. But I want to challenge you this week to think about Jesus in a little bit of a different light, to think about Jesus's relationship with the Father. In a sense, we don't have a clear chapter on that, and yet I think if we look, we keep seeing his relationship with the Father popping out all over the place, and it's glorious. You know, really from the time, even before Jesus is born, when Jesus is still in the womb, we see Jesus having spiritual experiences. When John the Baptist, also in the womb of his mother, Elizabeth, when they get near, Elizabeth and Mary get near, the two babies are like having a Holy Ghost party. And Jesus is in perfect relationship with his Father at all times. His relationship with the Father is never broken. It's only once it was broken at the cross, when he cried, my God, why have you deserted me? And Jesus' relationship with the Father was smashed and broken. He was cut off. The vine was cut off the branch. Jesus and the Father were separated that you and I might be brought back in, that we might be adopted. But I want you to think, and I encourage you to read through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John this week, to take a look, to think through the actual relationship Jesus had with his Father, how it was, how he lived, how he interacted. And it's amazing. All the time, you know, throughout the Gospels, you'll see Jesus, for instance, in John chapter 3, he's talking to Nicodemus. He's there having a conversation with Nicodemus. Nicodemus is asking him questions. And then in the midst of this conversation, Jesus says this, the Son of Man, who right now is seated at the right hand of the Father. Now, pause for a minute. I could see Nicodemus going, no, you're not. You're in Galilee. You're not at the right hand of the Father. You're in Galilee talking to me. And Jesus is, yeah, I am in Galilee, but right now I'm seated in heavenly places. You know, guys, so are we. That reality is our reality as well. You see Jesus all the time talking to people and then talking to his Father. In John 11, he comes to the tomb of Lazarus and he sees grief and he sees unbelief and frustration. And he's talking to these people he loves. And then you see him popping, saying little things like, Father, I thank you, you hear me. I know you always hear me. I just said it for the benefit of those here. You see Jesus interacting horizontally and interacting vertically as well. I think Jesus practiced this relationship with the Father. At times we see Jesus going away and praying all night long. Now, why was he praying? Did he need intercession? Was it spiritual warfare? I just think he wanted to spend time with his Father. I think he wanted great chunks of time where the only influence in his life was his Father. And here's my premise to you at the beginning of this week. That's the relationship that we will have throughout all eternity. Amen. But that's the relationship God wants you to have with him right here and right now. That's how he wants you to live. He wants you to abide in perfect fellowship with him in the rotten, miserable here and now. I can walk throughout New York City, one of the busiest cities on earth. Here am I in Times Square today, busy marketplace in, you know, maybe one of the most powerful nations on earth, but no eye. And yet I can be in perfect and broken, abiding fellowship with the Father at the same time. And so can you, Selah. Hey, we'll be back with more on this tomorrow. Again, drop me a comment. I'd love to hear from you if you're watching this. And I really do encourage you to get a copy of this book. Link below. Have a great day. The sun is coming out here in New York City.